couple new faces and a lot of the old same faces, which is good too. So we do appreciate all your guys' help and the efforts you're putting in, making all the signs and flyers and all that fun stuff. So much appreciated, both Travis and Stacy, for your guys' help. And yeah, it's coming fast. It'll be here before we know it. All right, Stacy, have a good evening, good rest of your week, and thanks for checking in. All right. I am going to go ahead and start the information part of the net. This is probably one of the later nights, and I was wanting to go to bed early tonight, but that's okay. I'm feeling good. So we'll get started with the information. I will ask for more check-in, so don't worry if you didn't check in. And before I start the information, Mike, I did forget, but now I remember. N9OKA, go ahead with your comment.
Okay, well, you asked for it, so here it is. I got an article for you. It deals with ham clock. I don't know if you're familiar with ham clock and if anyone out there uses it or not, but fans of the ham clock shack accessory are still shaken by the death of its developer, and now they are working hard to preserve his legacy. With last month's tragic death of ham clock developer Elwood Downey, WB0OEW, the clock is ticking quite literally. On the way to salvage this popular shack accessory, so it remains useful beyond its scheduled sunset in June, Brian Wilkins, K04AQF, the developer of an open-source alternative, has posted his work in progress on the GitHub website in hopes of providing real-time ham clock data feeds from publicly available locations such as PSK, Reporter, and National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. And the final iteration of ham clock is version 4.2.2 with no further maintenance possible on its internet backend. News propagation, updates, DX, and other data will no longer be delivered to the device after it sunsets. Brian was not involved in the creation of the original ham clock, but said that his replacement project, a free open source Linux-based system, is an outgrowth of my own motivation and passion. And so that's basically the article there. There's this Brian has stepped up to the plate to try and keep ham clock going further for those of you who use it or are interested in it. N9OKA, back to net control.